Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And amongst the prize winners at last week's Royal Highlands Show were Nairnshire farmers James and Donald Fraser from Easter Clune. They won first prize for the best beef steak in the competition organised jointly by retailer Asda and meat processors ABP. Celebrity chef Ainsley Harriet was on hand to compare the contest, which in the final involved 8 sirloins from a total entry of 45 animals coming from right across Scotland. The steak was picked for eating quality and flavour, and it's the second accolade this year for meat from Easter Clune, as the Fraser limousine beef was served at the royal wedding back in April. Now, there were record crowds at the showground at Ingleston on Thursday and Friday, with attendance on day one topping 41,250. That's up over 3,000 on last year, and estimates for Friday show numbers were up as well. It's all helping to underline the current buoyancy in agriculture, as Scottish Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs Richard Lockhead told us at his breakfast reception on Thursday.
The Highland Show is certainly the highlight of my diary, and it's a huge event for Scotland, and indeed right across these islands. Is the biggest celebration of the countryside and food. I'm meeting some of the big retailers to try and encourage them to stock more Scottish food and drink. I'm speaking to many of the farming and agriculture organisations as well about some of the big issues on the horizon for Scottish farming, such as the renegotiation of the Common Agricultural Policy. And I'm just helping join in the big celebration of the countryside and our food sectors.
Richard, you've just announced 1.1 million to inject into agriculture. Where's it going to go, and how's it going to benefit the farmers?
Well, there's a whole range of initiatives we're announcing at the Highland Show to support both the food sector, and we've got an outstanding reputation of producing top quality food, and demand for our food is increasing all the time, and also some measures to help our agricultural sector, the primary producers. So, for instance, we've announced £1.1 million to help celebrate food at various festivals and events that are taking place across Scotland, so that when the public are going to these events, they're being introduced to the best of Scottish quality food and drink. And also we've got some other ways we want to help some food businesses expand as well.
And I think that the Royal Highland is certainly the highlight of a lot of farmers' calendars, as well as Richard Lockhead's, judging by the atmosphere on the showground this year. There were, however, some controversial issues for farming, and we'll be taking a look at those as the week goes on. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.